Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my friend, and welcome to the season finale of The Miracle Cafe. We have an amazing show for you today. The theme is all about high vibes. Woohoo! Let's open it up right now by setting the intentions for the show. So let's just close our eyes and really relax. Take a nice deep breath in, breathing in that life force energy, that gratitude, that love. Just breathe that in. Good. And just breathe out all those thoughts, those cares of the day. Just let them go. Let the universe unburden you. Good. Let's take another deep breath in, breathing in more joy, more gratitude. And release. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. Good. So since today's theme is all about high vibes, let's set the intention that we each continue to connect with the high vibes within ourselves and all around us. So if you agree with that, just affirm out loud, and so it is. Good. I can hear all of you say that. So wonderful. So as many of you know, on May 20th, which was about a week and a half ago, we had a wonderful celestial happening. We had a solar eclipse, a full solar eclipse. And if you were in the west coast, west part of the United States, and in also in Japan, I believe, and some of the Pacific countries, you were able to see it. So basically, what this solar eclipse represents is the new beginnings. So there's like ushering of a fresh start, new things coming, and new unity consciousness is being birthed even more quickly now. So we'll start noticing that much more rapidly around us, that people are starting to question old thinking, old ways of being, and we're already seeing that, but it's going to take a new level of expression. So I'm very excited about that. And also at this time, on a personal level, if you are experiencing some emotional reactions and things like that, you know, that's absolutely normal. Just be gentle with yourself. A lot of deeply rooted belief systems that we may have held on to that's not really serving us anymore is coming up to the surface to be released. So we don't have to ask why it's happening. We don't have to be, mad or anything. It's just simply, if we are allowing ourselves to be observers and love ourselves through the emotional experience, then what happens is we are able to quickly move through it rather than, you know, creating more resistance and trying to bury it back in and it being a difficult situation later on. So, you know, give yourself permission to feel everything that you're feeling, whether it's, you know, sadness or joy or, you know, crying, whatever it is, just give yourself permission. And a lot of times when there's heightened energies like this, especially right now, and so we're also preparing to move, there's a lot of astrological happenings, but we're also preparing to move into the solstice, which is the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, the winter solstice in the southern hemispheres. That's on June 21st, so there's going to be a lot of energy between now and then, and so you may find yourself feeling super blissful and high, and all of a sudden then maybe you'll feel really tired and sleepy. So just give yourself permission to feel through all of it, and, you know, no judgment, just allowing it to be, and, you know, with that, it'll be a much easier process. So that's kind of what's going on right now, and I would love to hear what you're experiencing. So if you'd like to share what you're going through, please email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. You know, I always say, I was telling my friend Cody the other day that, this show is for you. This show is about you. This is our show. It's not my show. It's our show. So I always love to hear what you're going through and you know, get you involved. It's a collaborative thing. So just really know that, and this is our show, and this is how I see it. So just wanted to let you know that. That being said, let's jump right into our gratitude segment. So let's just really center ourselves and place our right hand over our heart space and our left one right on top of that, really connecting with that unconditional love and that heart, that beautiful heart that we have, and just really focusing on that energy. And as you do that, focus on what you're grateful for right now. What are you grateful for in this moment right now? What are you grateful for? And while you're affirming that out loud, I would like to share some of the gratitudes that I received. So let's go ahead and start with Liev from Belgium. She is very grateful for her two beautiful grandchildren, her grandson Milo, who is 4.5 years old, and her newborn granddaughter Emma, who is 2 weeks old. So congratulations on that, Liev. I'm so excited, and what a miracle children are. I can't wait to have children of my own. So thank you for sharing your beautiful children, your grandchildren with us. And Cyril in Los Angeles is grateful for the fact that he is healing very quickly. So thank you, Cyril, for sharing that. And Emma in New York is grateful for the fact that her consciousness is awakening to a higher state of being. Yes. So Emma, Cyril, Liev, thank you guys so much for sharing your gratitudes, and knowing that by sharing your gratitude, you're actually expanding what it is you're grateful for. So attracting more blessings you're grateful for. So if you want to attract more blessings in your life, go ahead and submit your gratitudes to me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I'll make sure to read them on the air. And now I'm so excited to introduce our special guest today. World-renowned success coach Amy Schuber, and my friend, of course, is here today to chat about how we can experience more high vibes in our lives. Amy, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Oh, Emmanuel, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure, joy, everything to be here. I love being in your space, sharing space with you. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you so much. I just love to just chat, and I call it play with you. It's just amazing. So since the theme today is all about high vibes, my first question is actually, I would love to know how and what inspired you to become a success coach. Can you talk a little bit about that with our listeners?
Sure. It's funny because when I think about what brought me to being a success coach, it wasn't one of those things I started with a knowing this is what I'm going to do. But I will say it feels like, and I've heard other people say this, and I never understood it, but now I do. It feels like I was called to do it, and a divine calling into coaching others. And, you know, I have a previous life as a marketing director in different worlds and corporate environment. And when I got the feeling that something was more to happen in my life besides the career I had been in, and I took a chance on myself and just thought, okay, I'm going to do something different. What came to me was all these different opportunities, and after a few of them, success coaching and becoming a coach was what was there for me. And it showed up in a lot of different ways. And I ran an entrepreneur group for women. And through that, in the workshops I was doing, I was coaching. And through that, I realized this is what I meant to do. This is extremely amazing to connect with people, to believe in people, to support people's dreams, and, you know, bringing it to high vibrations. It's like allowing people to have that happy, high vibe and maintain it in their life. And that's what a coach does. You know, it's seeing what other people can't see for themselves. And, you know, people have coaches in sports and all these different things in the world, industries. But in life, you know, where do we find that support? We don't necessarily all need therapy or, you know, counseling. It's just I want this for my life, and I need guidance along the way. And I found myself doing this, and I was called to do it. All these opportunities came to me, and I pursued as I tried that on, it really fit, you know, and that role fit for me, and I loved it, and it came easily, and it just it just sort of, I gained momentum and it started from there. So, you know, to say I was called to do it sounds sort of interesting because, you know, you hear people say that and you're like, what does that mean?
Yeah, but I
don't know how else to describe it except for I followed my instinct and that's what was at the end. And at the time, if you would have said you'll be doing this in 2 years, I would have said, I don't think so. But I will say everything led me to doing what I'm doing now. And it's really the exact place I need to be in and what I'm meant to do. And, you know, when people tell you you should be a teacher, or you should be a nurse, or, you know, all these different career choices, all my life, actually, it's actually all the things I'm doing now. It just has a different title and a different package. You know, I am a teacher and I am a listener and I am a nurturer. It just looks differently. So, and also watching people grow and thrive and being a guide along the way to hold their hand, it's an amazing place to be. It's an amazing journey because it's my journey and I get to share in others' journeys and I love it. I really do love it. So with saying that, it's you never know what's going to be there calling you. Even if you think it looks like something, it might be something different.
And I love your passion. I mean, I'm sure the listeners can just hear it in your words and your voice. And I know you personally, and I know how passionate you are about helping people. So it's just amazing and very infectious. You know, I feel inspired by it. So on that note, continuing a little bit more on being a success coach, I know there's an idea that really shares. I know a lot of I've heard it many times. I've read it a lot of different places that says that by being the teacher or the coach and supporting others, you're actually first of all, they're teaching us, of course, the clients, and that somehow we are learning as well. Have you personally experienced this as a coach?
Oh, my gosh, constantly. It is constantly, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, but it also goes the opposite way. When the teacher is ready, the student appears. And I take that from my coach, who someone said that in a group I was in, and it's true. I mean, constantly, and I think that's in life, on any level, whatever we're doing, we are constantly being molded and guided and influenced, and opportunities are there, and people mirror us constantly. And of course, your clients show up in whatever space you're in. There's this amazing mirror that happens, and I find it really interesting. I find it to be a great blessing because when I'm helping someone through something, and I can pull myself back and say, wow, what they're going through is something I've either been through or I'm going through it in a different way right now. And so it makes it that connection that much better. And I think that's what allows people to be vulnerable with someone because you can have this relatedness and things can resonate on a level that you can't explain. Because I wouldn't necessarily say to all my clients, like, you know what, I've been through that too. But there's something there that you have this commonality and understanding. Absolutely. And I don't think you have to be in a teaching position for that to happen. I mean, you know, in your work and your clients, and there's always things that show up for us, and it can happen anywhere, anytime. I'm certain it happened in my other career, you know, in my marketing world with clients in that space. I don't know that I was aware of it at the time. And I think doing the work I do have a practice, and I practice what I preach, and I think that makes it that much clearer to see. And depending on where we all are in our lives, we can have that and see that. And I think in relationships and friendships, in any place, we'll see that mirror, you know, with our boyfriends or girlfriends and partners. They're mirroring something for us. And absolutely, I mean, it seems very clear in with clients. But I would ask anyone to notice, like, what is triggering you in somebody that someone's going through something, or what's making you drawn to them, or maybe contract from them, pull away from them, because whatever that is, it's in you too, you know? And absolutely, it happens all the time. And it kind of makes me laugh. So I'll hang up the phone sometimes and I'm like, okay, you need to go talk to yourself now, because what you just shared with that client is exactly what you need to hear yourself.
Need to hear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And it just anchors it in more, you know, when you work with someone, and it's like I noticed that for me personally, it's easier to be detached from other people's stories than my own stories, right? Because we're so in it.
Right.
But It's amazing. You explain that so well.
Well, I think, you know, I'm always talking about synchronicities, because the minute you decide you want something for yourself or your life, and then you create the vision for your life, and you create goals for achieving that vision, synchronicities will happen. You know, the universe hears, and, you know, you threw the pebble, and there's going to be ripples. You can't throw a pebble in the pond without ripples. I've never seen that happen, right? And those ripples go beyond our recognition, right? And so there's going to constantly be synchronicities that are happening, and it happens in this arena too. So it's just noticing, you know. And it's funny because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like you pull yourself out of it sometimes, and you're so close to it. But I think noticing those synchronicities, however they show up in our lives, is what's the brilliant part about growing and expanding and becoming more. And noticing synchronicities is raising your vibration, because it's being present with what is right now and what's here. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a positive or a negative, or however we want to define it, mm-hmm. it is, mm-hmm. you know. So it's raising your vibration by having that that presence with what's happening.
Yes, yes. So since today is all about connecting with the high vibes within us and all around us, can you share your top three ways that you personally work with, that really work for you, of raising your vibration?
So funny, so many ideas come to me with that question. I could list off a whole bunch of things, but to create simplicity, you know, to raise our vibrations, it sounds like a really big thing, like, ooh, I have to go sit and meditate and concentrate on letting go and surrender and raising my vibration. That can be one, but what about smiling? You know, smiling at someone, looking in someone's eye and smiling, that's a vibration raiser, right? Hearing joy in someone's voice through the smile. You know, they always say smile when you're on the phone, because people can hear it and they respond to that. Mm. A smile can be a vibration raiser. With that, laughter, you know, there's laughter can shift any energy at any moment, even if it's like the most inappropriate time to laugh. And I can be an inappropriate laugher, I'll admit it. I'll be the first to admit it. Sometimes in awkward situations, I'll get the giggles. It makes something seem like it's just simple for everyone, you know, and we can all relate to that. And so smiling and laughing can raise our vibrations. You know, laughter yoga, I don't know if anyone listening has done laughter yoga, and I always find it funny, laughter yoga, but when you do that and you start laughing, you start having such belly laughter that you don't know why you're laughing, and then you're like, yeah, it's so funny and so great, but what? And you disconnect from your head, you know, in that. Have you ever done that? And you're just like, what am I laughing about? This is all.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, it's so funny. There are some YouTube videos, if the listeners, they want to go, you know, just put laughing meditation, laughing yoga, and literally there's all these videos that you can hear people laughing and see them laughing, and it just triggers. It's like very, very contagious.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think that's the point of raising our vibrations, right, to keep that thread going and connect with people. And I like to, you know, why not start laughing in the situation and let it flow? It's letting that emotion and energy flow out of us, right?
Well, I wanted to share with you, for me, it used to be like, oh, okay, well, I'm not really in a funny laughing type of mood. But honestly, let me tell you, like you said, in those situations, when I was in a classroom, when I was, like, let's say when I used to have to go to church or whatever, I would start feeling the, like, giggles coming up. And it could be the most simple thing. I could be thinking of my mom. She may have said something or made a funny face or something. And so now I think of those times. I'm like, okay, remember those times when you couldn't laugh and you really wanted to laugh? That's what really triggers for me. That actually works. That's my go-to. Maybe someone else will use something else, but it's just so funny to me that, you know, if I'm feeling kind of like I've been working all day, a little tired, I'll just think, okay, remember when you were in school and you were, you know, in the back row and you just start giggling because the teacher has chalk on her dress or something? It was just, you know, just brings that up. So any listener out there, you know, if you feel something similar to that, that vibrates for you, or just smiling at people and, you know, things like that. That's an amazing insight.
Well, and sometimes, you know, we want to raise our vibrations when there's maybe something more serious going on. And I think, you know, you can smile internally, you can laugh internally, but if that's not feeling right, it can be the, you know, the breath, you know, just taking a deep breath and stepping away from whatever the vibration is and choosing to be in a different one. You know, even if it's just a shift, just if it's a tiny shift, it's like a deep breath, okay, I've gone to another place. And another deep breath, and I've gone to another place. And that raises your vibrations, you know. And with that, in that moment, you know, find gratitude. You know, finding gratitude in whatever moment we're in is one of the most beautiful things. And I'm hearing more and more people talk about it. And I know you and I have talked about it a lot. We practice it in our lives. But it's truly like this magic button. You know, it's what am I grateful for? Because even that question, even using that word, allows you to be in a different space. And it changes your vibration. And it's a positive vibration. You know, it's like, I'm grateful for breathing. I don't know. And nothing else but breathing. I'm grateful for the blue sky. And it triggers a whole bunch of different things. It doesn't have to be so profound and so big and world-shifting, shattering. It's just something. And I think sometimes we feel like it needs to be so much bigger or better or grander, but it's really just that shift. And the gratitude is the shift with that. And breathing, I think it's the changing our vibrations or creating a high vibe. It's that connection with ourselves, you know. It's breathing. And when you're aware of your breathing, you're connected with yourself.
And a lot of us actually walk around and we have such shallow breathing. I know I used to really, really, when I wasn't mindful of it, I just take the tiniest little breaths. And so really making an intention to take deep, full breaths, because to me that signifies that, you know, I was not allowing the abundance of the universe in. I was like, okay, just a little
right.
bit. Now I'm taking it in, you know, pausing 3-4 times a day and just taking like, you know, 1 minute, do some nice deep breathing. It's like a symbol for me that, wow, I'm open and receptive to the abundance. And I've also noticed my natural unconscious breathing has been a little more full as well. Have you noticed that as
I
well?
I have. And you know where I notice it is my belly just like goes out. We have a tendency, I don't know if guys do it, but maybe women do it more, you know, holding in our stomachs. You know, you want that flat stomach. But we're not taught to breathe and let our bellies expand. I notice like my belly hanging out and breathing there. But I'm like fine with it because I'm like, ooh, I'm connected, you know?
I love it.
And it's like breathing. If your shoulders are at your ears right now and you're listening to this and you're taking a breath and your shoulders are really up high, you're not taking belly breaths. You're in your chest. So drop your shoulders, take a breath, and don't let your shoulders move. And I think that's one way right there. Breathe differently. It'll raise your vibration. It'll connect you to you. And, you know, one of my goals as a success coach is having people find their life purpose. Our life purpose is to be on purpose. And we become on purpose by being connected, you know, and that's where we have that discovery and that creation. And when we're connected, stuff flows, ideas flow, creativity flows, love flows. And speaking of love, another great vibration. I mean, you asked me for three and I'm like rattling off, but, we had this conversation and it was very profound for me, but we had a conversation with Howard Wills a couple years ago and love will change your vibration every time. And it will happen anywhere. You know, like you could be walking by a dog that's barking at you from behind a gate. And if you pause and look at that dog and say, I'm going to send you some love, it will stop barking. I do it all the time. And, you know, it's shifting where we are. And love, I think, is a powerful thing to say, to use. But, you know, that changes our vibration. And it might sound big and extreme to people, but wherever that is on the spectrum for you, love, like, you know, just nice kindness, compassion, whatever the word is, be there, and that will change our vibration.
So for someone who's feeling stuck, and, you know, let's say they don't feel like laughing. They don't feel like they can connect with the energy of gratitude or be in that space of love right now. They want to. They really want to, but they're just so in their story or they're feeling stuck. What advice do you have for them?
Well, I think if you're feeling resistance and you're noticing it, give yourself the space to be where you are. You know, like, ooh, I want to raise my vibration, but I am just feel like the weight of the world on me. Just be where you are and breathe into that. You know, feel where you are. If it can't be love because you're not there, be where you are and feel that. Mm. And then let it pass. You know, it's be where we are in the present moment. You know, I'm sad right now, or I'm, you know, pissed, or I'm, you know, frustrated. Okay, I'm noticing I'm frustrated. Can I change that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can change that. I'm going to smile. I'm going to be smiling and frustrated at the same time. And I promise the frustration will disappear. You know, so I think the first thing in the resistance is noticing, you know, and if we're really that resistant, maybe there's some more work to be done, but we all have that choice. It's a choice, you know, choose something different.
You know, those feelings that usually come up, you know, let's say irritation, anger, all of that stuff. I've noticed just by working with so many clients and just in my own life and observing, I really like to observe. I noticed that it's usually the mind trying to protect us. It's just trying to keep us safe, trying to keep us in our comfort zone, really being in that energy. So when we're hard on the mind, guess what? It's going to resist you and it's going to fight you back. But when we're, like you said, when we accept exactly where we're at, be it with it, feel it, then the mind is not going to be like, oh, well, okay, you're not listening to me, so, you know, I'm going to fight against you. It's going to say, oh, wow, I feel like I can feel into it. So it's going to pass much more quickly and we're going to get back into that alignment of joy, etc.
Right.
Have you noticed that as well?
Oh, for sure. And you know, what we resist persists. So it's letting go of just like acknowledging, but not holding on to it. You know, I'm frustrated. Okay, I'm frustrated. I'm just going to be frustrated. And then breathe into that. And then you will notice it maybe moves away. And if it lasts longer than an hour, maybe it's a day, but just, you know, be with it and accept it and have no judgment. Because sometimes our mind will do funny things with all of it, you know, and it's really dropping out of the mind and into our heart center and allowing ourselves just the space to do that. It can take an instant or it can take a week, you know, so it's noticing. I think that's the first thing, and just accepting where we are. And, you know, if there's continuous resistance, journaling about it or, you know, doing something different that will get you out of that energy, I think movement is really good. You know, if we're sitting at our desk and we're, you know, we're in this energy, and move, get up, move, shake your hands, wiggle your toes, shake your arm, your head around, shake it off. Like, to me, when I get like that and I'm in a, like maybe a conference room, you know, get up, go to the bathroom, dance around the bathroom where no one's watching and shake it off. And that could change everything. You go back and you're in a different place, even though you might feel like, oh, I might still be frustrated. Nah, you shook it off and you don't have to think anything about it. Just move. Move it out of you, you know?
That's brilliant advice, and the acceptance. So important. Thank you for that, Amy. And I know we actually, I cannot believe we're coming around closing, but I have a few more questions I wanted to ask you. I know we touched on it a little bit earlier that as a coach, you love to support people in finding their purpose. So how important is one's purpose to experiencing, to realigning with the high vibration within them and all around them? How important is one's purpose?
Well, like I had said, I believe our purpose here is to be at one with ourselves. And I think it's really important, because when you can be at one with yourself and loving of yourself and on your journey to do what it is you're here to do. And when you're connected to yourself, you'll learn what you're here to do. You'll discover it. You'll be guided. You will be handheld along the way. And the high vibrations will come flooding forward for you and support you there. And I mean, I think it's really important. If we're in this world where we're not sure what our purpose is to get quiet and get in touch with ourselves. And then something will come out of that. You know, I think it's about the doing. Sometimes when we say, what's your purpose? Some of us think, oh, it's to change the world, it's end world hunger. It doesn't have to be something like that. It can be a really excellent person today. be kind and compassionate every human that you connect with today. That's my purpose. Mm-hmm. My purpose is to walk away from everybody and know that they're smiling and they're better because I just spoke to them. And that could be saying thank you for a cup of coffee, you know? Mm-hmm. So it can be this really grand thing, but it could also be this simple thing that causes ripples that you're really unaware of. And I think, you know, we go through a lot of our lives unconsciously and not connecting to ourselves and thinking maybe there's this bigger, more grander thing, but it really is to connect with ourselves. And there is where the high vibes come, because that's where you'll smile. That's where you'll move. That's where you'll dance. That's where you'll find the joy.
Mm-hmm. And that's the word, exactly, like everything that you said, you know, whether it's changing the world in a big way or changing it, you know, one small step at a time, if that's bringing you joy, that's your ultimate purpose, is to experience joy. That's just from what I've experienced, is that, you know, if it brings you joy to dance, if it brings you joy to, you know, be in a corporate office, that's all part of your purpose. It's not just one thing or the other
thing. And sometimes our purpose is not the work we're doing, but the way we're being. Like, you might be a computer programmer and love that work, but you love dancing, and you dance every night, and you go line dancing, and that's your joy, and your fun with your friends, and that's your purpose, to have that fun. That it could be that, you know? So it's defined differently for everybody.
Yes, and I actually wanted to ask you, do you have any technique or process with any of these things that we talked about that we can align with high vibrations? Do you have like you said, smiling? Is there specific steps? Like, do you go in front of the mirror and just show your teeth for like 3 seconds and just start giggling? Do you have like a fun little exercise that you can share with our listeners?
You know what's funny? I mean, I said it a little. I shared it already. I jump around to get my vibrations high. Like, you know, when you have an experience and you're like, I don't feel good. Like, this person, I just reacted. You know, I talk a lot about responding and reacting, but say I'm reacting, I will move out of the space or go into the bathroom, shut the door, and I will jump and jiggle around and move around. I will jump around, and it can take a few seconds. I could be there for a minute and I walk away and I'm like, I feel better. Check it out.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Just like removing yourself from the reaction, just go get it out and come back like completely rejuvenated.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do all those things we talked about earlier, but that thing, you can jump around. You can shake it off in your car if you're driving and someone cuts you off and you're like, "Arr!" You can shake your hands and just be like, "Whew, okay, shake it off. It's all good." You know? And it works. It really works. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do, but, you know, to keep it simple and easy, you know, try something that we've talked about. But I think that one comes to me right now because I tend to do that sometimes.
I absolutely love it. And I wanted to ask you, where can our listeners learn more about you? I know you have an amazing program that you're offering. You also have an amazing series that you did with a lot of different thought leaders and speakers. Can you share a little bit about where they can find that and more about you?
Sure. Anyone can reach me on amyschuber.com, and it's AmyschUber.com. And on my website, you can connect with me, send me an email. I also have my Inspired Conversation series, which is a complimentary series with amazing thought leaders, including Emmanuel and people like Dr. Sue Mortar and Marcy Shymoff. But you can sign up for that, and it's free for anyone who wants to participate in that. And I do one-on-one coaching, and I have a mastermind groups and teleseminars, but all of that you can find on my website. And I'm so appreciative to share it with you, Emmanuel, and all of your listeners. And I talk, and it's like a second goes by, I swear.
And it's just amazing. And you know, I feel like you're my sister. I really do. I don't know. I have this big love for you, Amy.
I know, and I have it back with you, Emmanuel. I mean, really. And you know, another thing, like one other secret, is just love. Love where you are. Mm. Love yourself. Love ourselves where we are at any moment in time, and that will raise your vibration at any time.
Mm, beautifully said. And I wanted to ask you one final question I usually ask all my guests. What is one of the greatest lessons you've learned in life so far?
Such a big question. I just answered it. Loving ourselves where we are at any moment gives us the power to create infinite possibilities for ourselves. I think love is the highest vibe, right? And when we get there and we get that love is the highest vibe, it changes everything. Not seeking love, not giving love, but being love.
That being said, I am so grateful, so grateful and humbled that you are here today. This was our season Woo! Finale until September. So everyone's going to have a great summer, and we're going to kick it right off with this amazing connection that we had today. And thank you, Amy. I can't wait until next season. We'll definitely want to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Emmanuel. Okay? It's such a joy. I just love you. Thank you.
I love you too. And everyone listening, I'm going to take a quick music break. And when we return, we're going to do some awesome healing and fun processes to help raise our vibrations. Stay tuned.
Like that, she got a brand new life. Off in this truck, run through the red lights. Yeah, where you wanna go, baby, name the town. We could go up and north, we could head down south. Roll down the windows with the radio loud. Come on, turn it up. Yeah, start living your life on the double. Leave your troubles behind. You and me, we're gonna be alright. But you could be a black going down, skies turning red, stars coming out. Baby, look at you now. God knows how long, but it's been a while since I heard you laugh and I seen that smile. Felt that kiss, and I could get used to this. Baby, I could get used to this.
Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard You Gonna Fly by Keith Urban, and I'm dedicating that song to you because with this new beginning that we are entering now, I am holding the space that you too are going to be flying. So Thank you so much for sharing this amazing season with me. We're going to take a summer break, and we're going to start again in September. So I'm very excited about that, with all new guests and a lot of amazing new topics and ideas. And thank you for growing with the show and really supporting me and everything that we're co-creating here together. It's because of you that this show is thriving. So thank you so much. So that being said, let's jump into our fun exercises and energy healing around high vibes. So I know Amy touched on a few amazing things that I want to do some healing on. She spoke about gratitude. She spoke about really accepting where we're at and loving ourselves through it. So let's do some healing on that. So if you want to know the specific healing modality we're using, please go visit my website, magnifiedmanifesting.com. Basically, it's a form of applied quantum physics. It's energy healing and shifting on a subconscious level so that we can create the miraculous life, because as we, you know, our thoughts are what create our experience. So when we shift our thoughts to more positive, uplifting belief systems and patterns, then we also experience that in our life. All right, so go ahead and close your eyes and take a deep breath in, just breathing in the love, the gratitude, and centering. Breathe out. Good. While we're breathing, do I have your permission to take a deep breath in, to connect with your energy? So do I have your permission to do that? Thank you. All right, so take another deep breath in and release. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. Okay, so let's start with loving ourselves through whatever it is that we're going through, really being able to love ourselves and accept what's going on, so that we can really move through it with more ease and grace. So can we have the universe within you give you the highest understanding, wisdom, knowledge of what love is, and make yours the same as the universe? Would you like that? Any illusions that you may have experienced around love, that it's painful, that it's hard, that it has, you know, it hurts, anything of that nature, can we show you what really was happening instead of what you thought was happening? And then can we clear those belief patterns now? Good. Can we show you how to and why to love yourself through every experience, whether it's a transitional period, whether it's through changes, whether it's through the what you perceive to be the good times or not the good times, whatever. Just really being able to love yourself through all of it. Can we show you how to do that, why, and what will happen when you do? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And can we extend this to your ancestors as well? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And make sure you're saying yes after each time I ask you, so that we make sure that it gets into the subconscious really quickly. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Now, can we have the universe within you give you the highest understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of what acceptance, especially self-acceptance, really is, what it means, and make your understanding the same as the universe? Would you like that? For any time you felt you were unable to fully accept yourself, others, circumstances, situations, can we show you all the lessons you were meant to learn from those experiences? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Any trauma that you experienced from not fully accepting yourself, others, and all that is, can we go ahead and heal that trauma now? Can we show you who you are without that trauma? Can we show you that it's safe to let go of that trauma that you identified with from not fully accepting yourself, others, circumstances, situations, and all that is. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Can we show you, can we actually release any other blocks, distractions, hesitations, excuses, fears that you have? Let's release them now on a deep subconscious level that you have around fully accepting yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, spiritually, in any other way. Also accepting others for where they're at, who they are, accepting situations, and accepting the universe. Can we clear all the blocks to that now? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Can we extend this releasing and clearing to your ancestors, past, present, future? Good. Can we go ahead and have the universe within you show you how to and why to accept yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially, in any other way? Can we show you how to do that? Can we show you what will happen when you do? Can we make it so that it's an easy process, that it's more comfortable for you to move into the acceptance of all of these things? Good. Can we show you how to also be willing to accept others for who they are? See, acceptance doesn't necessarily mean we resonate with something, or doesn't mean that we have to agree or like what's being said or done, but it means that we can accept it for what it is, and we can move on. Because it is, it's done, it's happened, and now we can take, you know, we don't want to dwell on it, we want to just move on and, you know, really be able to heal. So acceptance is actually a big part of healing. So can we show you, for any time you had blocks around accepting others and the universe, let's once and for all release all that and show you how to and why to fully accept others and the universe as it is, okay? Can we download you with what it feels like in your experience to accept yourself and others and all that is now? Can we show you how to recognize yourself in this new energy, in this new vibration of acceptance? Excellent. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. All right, so now let's move into gratitude, because Amy was talking about how important gratitude was in raising our vibration. So can we have the universal energy within you show you the highest understanding, wisdom, knowledge for you uniquely of what gratitude really is, the power of gratitude, what it does, and make your understanding the same as the universe? Would you like that? For any blocks, hesitations that you had around gratitude, sometimes it's dormant. It's like a muscle. You know, if we don't use it, it falls asleep. So can we go ahead and show you all the lessons from all those times you experienced that? Good. And can we go ahead and clear any and all blocks that you have to expressing, sharing gratitude now? Can we show you that it's safe to share gratitude, to express gratitude to yourself, others, and all that is, and show you what that looks like and download you with what it feels like to be grateful? Can we show you that it's safe to be grateful? Can we show you that it's possible for you to be grateful? Can we show you how to exercise your gratitude muscle? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And the biggest thing about connecting with high vibes is remembering that it's not outside of us, it's inside of us. So high vibes, you know, it's basically connecting with your true self, your true essence. So when you align with things that connect you, whether it's gratitude, whether it's being of service, whether it's laughing, like Amy said, whether it's dancing and all that stuff, what does that all do? That all connects us with our true self, that true essence. So that's all that it is. So when we give ourselves permission to follow our bliss, to be happy, to dance like, you know, the universe is watching, to pursue our creative endeavors, that's high vibes, okay? So high vibe is not outside of us. There's tools that can bring us, like dancing and listening to music, that we can use to generate it from within. So can we show you how to recognize as high vibes that are within you, that they are not necessarily just outside of you, but they are also within you? So can we go ahead and show you how to recognize that? And can we show you how to tap into the high vibes within you? And can we download you with what that feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like in your experience? Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. Can we go ahead and raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental vibrations to their highest and greatest so you can easily feel, witness, anchor all these shifts that you've co-created with me today or something greater? Good. Can we call back all your energy from all time, space, dimension to this present moment so you feel anchored here and now? Good. Go ahead and stretch your arms up above your head really, really high. You may have a tendency to yawn. Good. Stretch to the side. Good. Relax. Shake it out a little bit. Yep. I'm doing them with you. Good. Relax. Take another deep breath in. And release. Open the eyes, looking around, the colors, the textures, feeling that gratitude in your heart space for this amazing time we've created together. Another miraculous hour together. Breathing that in, feeling that gratitude, sending it out to the universe, knowing that it's going to bless you with even more things to be grateful for. Good. And so it is. All right, my beautiful friends. So I am so grateful. We had an amazing season. We had amazing shows. We're going to have reruns all summer. So if you are missing the show, always can tune into that, and you can always listen to the archives at miraclecaferadio.com. They're free. I absolutely and intentionally made them free because I feel this kind of information needs to be accessible to everybody. So please share them with your friends, your family. They're on iTunes. They're, you know, you can send them download links, all that stuff. So I always make sure that these are available to you. So please take advantage of them, okay? I do this from, you know, my heart and out of my pocket. So I want to make sure that that's my way of giving back. So please make sure you take good care of yourself. Have a good summer. Enjoy. Have lots of fun. And we will be back with a brand new season in September. If there's any questions that you ever have, or if you ever need support, or if you ever need to, you know, just you want me to share your gratitudes in the new season, please email me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and even email me just to say hello. I love to hear that as well, okay? So have a wonderful summer, and lots of love. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.